103.3 FM and 1580 AM WPKY.
Welcome back to WPKY's Decision 2022 Political Candidate Forum. We now have in the studio the Princeton mayoral candidates, Sean Schumacher, Rick Blackburn, Josh Dunk Duncan, and Brock Thomas. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Nothing like a good full studio, Tammy. Well, that's great. To have all these gentlemen in here tonight. Thank you guys so much for participating and really giving our Princeton, our members of the Princeton community a chance to learn a little bit more about you. They probably know a lot about you anyway, but hopefully we can share some things about what you see for our wonderful community here. We're going to start off, and we'll start and just really do this on ballot order. We'll start with Sean first of all, and really tell us a bit about you and why you're running for mayor of Princeton.
Well, my name's Sean Schumacher. I've been here living in Princeton for 27 years now. I've worked for the city of Princeton going on 15 years. I'm married, got three children, two grandbabies. There's a lot of things that I would like to see happen here in Princeton. And that, you know, that's a lot of the main reasons I'm running for mayor.
All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Brock Thomas, pull the microphone over a little closer to you, and we'll let you now tell us a little bit about you, who you are, and why you're running for mayor of Princeton.
My name is Brock Thomas. I'm born and raised in Caldwell County, Princeton. I'm father of five children. My wife, Melissa, is the principal at the elementary school. So many people in Princeton throughout my life have poured into me. I see this as an opportunity to give back and to serve my community, and that's what my campaign's about.
All right. Move now to Mr. Rick Blackburn. Mr. Blackburn, tell us a little bit about you and why you're running for mayor of Princeton.
Well, my name's Rick Blackburn. I'm born and raised here in Princeton. I learned a whole lot of my experience by starting very early in life and working with my father in his family shoe store. So he instilled in me the dedication and what you had to do to be in business and run a business. I just feel like that would help a whole lot in running for mayor. Basically, it's just people came to me and said, why don't you run for mayor? And I said, okay, I will. So other than that, that's about it.
Very good. Thank you very much. Mr. Joshua, a lot of people know him as Duncan. Mr. Duncan, tell us a little bit about you and why you're running for mayor.
Yes, sir. My name is Joshua Duncan. I've lived in Caldwell County, Kentucky, Princeton, my whole life, 42 years now. I'm the father of two children, have another one on the way right now. I basically stepped up because, you know, I've lived here my whole life. I've done a whole lot of stuff. I work hard for my community. I step up to a challenge. I come to it. I bring the positivity, everything you need, the encouragement, everything to make everything work even better.
All right. Thank you very much. Tammy, we'll start with the first question. And we can start, since we started with Mr. Schumacher first, we'll start first question, Mr. Brock Thomas, and then we'll kind of move on down the list there and kind of rotate the questions out there, okay?
Okay, Mr. Thomas, what are the priorities you see for Princeton?
Well, I've been out campaigning. There's been a lot of positive response about a lot of the programs that are going on. I'm hearing a lot about code enforcement, how folks want to see that program, you know, continue and to be aggressive. I'm hearing a lot about youth programs, opportunities for our children, and lack of housing, property, lack of workers, you know, lack of people working. There's lots of job opening. And I think all of those are issues that we're going to have to deal with to make Princeton prosper.
Okay. Mr. Blackburn, same question. What are the priorities you see for Princeton?
Well, I'm kind of like Brock. I think there's a lot of issues at hand. Code enforcement's one, working with all the departments to make sure that we're getting the best available experience out of the people that we have. We have a lot of issues with dilapidated houses, and that goes back to code enforcement, that we need to fix that problem. There's a lot of other things. I can't think of them right now, but that's it.
Okay, Mr. Duncan, same question. What are the priorities you see for Princeton?
I think changing some of the things that's going on right now would be a great thing because we got more violence increasing in Princeton. We got a bigger drug problem. We got lack of housing. We got things that need to be tore down, things that need to be brought in. I think we need more and more and more. But best thing to do to change it is to step up to the challenge.
Okay. All right. Mr. Schumacher, same question. What are the priorities you see for Princeton?
Well, there's quite a few out. Well, I'm not going to say quite a few, but there's obviously the kids don't have anything to do. We need to get things for the kids in here. All right. If we want companies to come in here, we got to get housing in here, because there's no big companies going to be coming in here if their people that they send down here to open the place is not going to have any housing here. All right. We do have a problem with a lot of the properties that need to be code enforcement dealt with. And I think we just need to have great communication between all the departments.
All right, thank you very much, gentlemen. And we'll move next to all, Mr. Blackman. This will be your first question. You'll have this one first. And what will you do, what do you plan to do to recruit more business and industry to Princeton?
Well, that's a good question. Again, we just need to continue the growth that Princeton's had by our former government, Mayor Young, and use that as a stepping stone or to reach out to these businesses to come in, just to better to show that we have a town that accepts businesses, and hopefully we'll build our job workforce that where we can justify having new companies come in.
Okay. Mr. Blackman, thank you very much. Mr. Duncan, same question. What will you do to recruit more business and industry to Princeton?
I think we need to reach out to the younger generation, encourage these people to get out, you know, open their own businesses, bring in more business to our community to increase the revenue to keep this community growing. I think 62 should look like Fort Campbell Boulevard. I think we should bring more businesses in, allow more people to go open businesses, you know, just to increase the revenue around here. Okay. Economy is the most important thing.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Schumacher, same question to you. What will you do to recruit more business and industry to Princeton?
Well, you know, you got to look at a couple of things. Like I said, the housing. You got to get adequate housing. You got to see what's out there that is looking for places to open up new businesses. And those are the main things you have to do. And then, obviously, you have to get the workforce here. I mean, you got to get, you know, educate the young kids into different fields so we can offer multi-different opportunities here.
Okay, thank you very much. And Mr. Thomas, you'll be have that question last. So what will you do to recruit more business and industry to Princeton?
Well, I'd like to see a combined effort of the City of Princeton, Caldwell County Fiscal Court, City of Fredonia, involve Amanda Davenport, work with the IDA and the PAD to make our community as attractive as we can. We have the PAD out on 62 that's already ready. But instead of just focusing on big businesses, work on existing businesses. Work on people that are already here to increase jobs with those companies and businesses to get it rolling and just continue the momentum.
All right. Thank you very much, Tammy. Next question is yours.
Okay. Mr. Duncan, what are the infrastructure priorities in Princeton?
Well, everything.
Put your mic over. There you go. Put your mic over. There you go. Where we near you.
The infrastructure priorities in Princeton. Well, that would be like your taxes on like your alcohol sales, everything like that coming in to increase that and to reach out and, you know, expand. To open up for more people to bring in things like that, you know, to be able to increase revenue into the community. But that's all I got on that.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Schumacher, you're next on this question. What are the infrastructure priorities in Princeton?
Well, obviously, you know, you got your alcohol sales, you got your income tax, you got your property tax and all that. And the main thing you got to do is make sure that you're managing your money right. You have to look into options like, yeah, you want to give your employees better health insurance, but you have to make sure it's also cost effective. You want to make sure your employees are happy, but you also have to make sure it's all cost effective and such. All right. So, and then control your volume of what you're spending, obviously, and make sure that your equipment's in good shape and keep it in good shape, and in the long run, that all saves money. So.
Okay. Mr. Thomas, same question. What are the infrastructure priorities in Princeton?
I think as far as the infrastructures that I see, you hear a lot about the need for internet service for our youth. And you see companies running wire. You've seen the mayor do a wonderful job on the blacktopping and building back our streets. We've got to continue to, our roads, our bridges, just all those things that allow traffic to get our products, get our stuff in, and allow us to continue to grow.
Okay, Mr. Blackburn, same question. What are the infrastructure priorities in Princeton?
I believe that we could always use better roads. Of course, Dakota's done a really fine job on paving. I think everything except maybe 10 streets from the cemeteries, alleys, and all that. Taxes, again, are, of course, something else that would help rebuild all these products or the businesses. I would like to see something happen with not maybe a downtown we need a manager to handle retail businesses to advertise, to help them advertise here at the radio station or somewhere, that we could build the businesses to keep our businesses here. I'd love to have more come in, but we need to stress right now on keeping what we have and keep them with people coming in and spending money with them.
Right. Thank you very much. We'll now go back to Mr. Schumacher. Your question first this time. Obviously, we just experienced and had a great event like the Black Patch Festival here, and do a lot of things like that throughout the year. The Trail of Tears that comes through Princeton as well. How can we attract more visitors and tourists to Princeton to find out the great things we have here to show people?
Advertisement, obviously. Just going to I know there's meetings that, happen with tourism, just making sure you go there, making sure you're promoting the city, and stuff like that, That's stuff I would have to learn, to be honest. But, as long as you have the access to the information, then you can follow through and proceed with it.
Same question to Mr. Brock Thomas. Brock, tell us what can we do to attract more visitors and tourists to Princeton?
I would utilize the strength that we have in our council. You've got the members on there have been around for a long time, so they're all plugged into our businesses and our community. I would work with them, and I would probably partner with some of our neighboring counties, Trigg, Cadiz, of course, Lyon County, and work together to showcase what we have, what we have in Princeton, what they have, and kind of partner and work together to promote the area. Because, we don't have a lake, but they do. We've got things that they don't have. And by pulling our resources together, we can get the most bang for our buck.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Appreciate that. Mr. Blackman, slide the microphone over to you. And same question. How do we attract more visitors to Princeton?
Well, the easiest way is on social media, with advertising through Facebook or any kind of website. Right now, I think the city of Princeton does have a website, but it's not currently updated, and that needs to be looked at. They have somebody in charge of doing that. We've got one of the biggest assets in the state, which is Adsmore. It's the only living museum in the entire Commonwealth. That, if we promote that and other businesses that we have, I think it would help bring people in.
All right, Mr. Blackman, thank you very much. Mr. Duncan, same question. How can we attract more visitors and tourists to Princeton?
This is something I'm actually working on myself. I'm bringing in ideas and new businesses ideas that I'm going to bring in next summer. I'm actually going to be doing a little something else for the kids, and increase revenue for that, bring in more attention from the outer county surrounding us for fun. We need fun in this town. We need things to do. We need things. It don't matter how old you are, young, mid-age, old age. You need a convertible, you need something to have fun, something to bring that kid back out in you, to actually have the spirit to want to do something to change things. So this is something that I work on, and I actually refer to my business as, the more you can do, the more you can grow, the more you can give back, and I live my life by that today. I come out here, I do firework shows, I'm hometown hero twice within a year's period. I don't think nobody's compared to that yet, but I'm working harder. You know, I give 110% of my heart every single day to my community because this is where I was born and raised, and I plan on bringing more and more and more. So that's where I stand.
I like the convertible idea. My boss, Beth Mann, what about a convertible ag edge? We think it would go over here? No, she didn't think a convertible ag vehicle. I don't think it'd go over good with our farmers, would it? Tammy, wait a question.
Fireworks would work if you get the top.
There you go. Okay, Mr. Thomas, I think this question comes to you first. What can you do to improve the business climate for existing businesses in the city?
I think just by listening, to their needs and, what they have going on, the issues that they have, the obstacles that they face, and then working to fix those problems. A lot of times you can do a whole lot more just by listening and, figuring out what people want and what they need. And that's what I would do is just give them my ear, and I would let them know that I'm there to support them and to see what that I can do to help them. And, that's a lot, is just to support them, buy local, listen to them, and support them.
Okay. Mr. Blackburn, same question. What can you do to improve the business climate for existing businesses in the city?
Well, it goes back to what I said. It's not like a Main Street manager, but we need a Princeton Merchants Retail Association to start again. The Chamber of Commerce that we have here is basically non-existent, and it costs a whole lot of money for each member to be there in the businesses. But if we could create a position in the city that would be able to go out and talk to the businesses and find out what kind of promotions that we need to run every other weekend or every weekend or whenever, monthly, start that back up. And because we haven't had a midnight moonlight madness sale or Saturday whatever sale or any kind of promotions going on, so we need to really talk to our businesses and get them involved with the city to help promote the town, that way build the businesses back.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Blackburn. And next is Mr. Duncan. What can you do to improve the business climate for existing businesses in the city?
Well, I agree with Rick on this one. I think I'm kind of lost on this one, but at the same time, you know what I mean? I just went blank.
That happens to me sometimes. I've done this for a long time.
Yeah, would you repeat the question?
Yeah, sure. What can you do to improve the business climate for existing businesses
in the city? Make it better
for business.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with him on the promotional part. I think we should draw more people in. I think we should have some more like chili cook-offs, like anything we can do just to draw more attention to ourselves and our community to want more people come. And then to keep more businesses coming to our prior businesses in town, feeding the system, is what I say, supply and demand.
Okay. All right. Mr. Schumacher, same question. What can you do to improve the business climate for existing businesses in the city?
Well, I think I agree that, you need to sit there and talk to your business owners. You have to have an open door. You have to listen to them. You have to see what their needs are, see if you can help them. If you can't help them, steer them in the right direction of where they need to go. I also agree with Mr. Blackburn on the part about having some type of committee to help promote them, to help lead them into what they need to do. I think it's a city's responsibility. Like, you listen, you learn, and then you do what you can to help promote them with their needs. And every business is going to be a little bit different. Not all the same business needs the same type of help.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Schumacher. Appreciate that. And that takes care of that question. We'll move on to our next question. Mr. Rick Blackburn, we'll start with you on this one. What's the single largest issue, in your opinion, facing Princeton, and how do you plan to address that if elected?
From what I hear, I think the biggest single issue is code enforcement. We keep progressing with what we're doing. A lot of people think we're not moving fast enough with it, but it just takes time and to get liens assigned or property turned over to the city for them to demolish the houses. But I think that would be the biggest issue right now, to get the code enforcement, work with them together, and make sure that that job gets done to help beautify basically the neighborhoods.
Mr. Duncan, same question to you. What do you see as what's the largest single issue facing Princeton, and how do you plan to address that?
I think right now the largest issue that we have going on is the things with children. Everything fun is leaving town. Between that and violence raising and just so many things are changing in Princeton over the years, you know what I mean? Being here my whole life, you know, I've watched everything change, like, totally almost right now. But I'd say, the biggest thing we can do about it right now is, like I'm doing, like I said a while ago, I'm working on something else to bring in fun for the children right now. And I think the biggest thing I can do if I became mayor is to reach out, find grants, find something that I can do to, like, encourage people to come in from, like, other towns, like skating rinks. Bring back old school fun. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's what I'm looking for today. So that's where I stand on that.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Mr. Schumacher, next, same question. What can you do to improve is the largest single issue facing Princeton? How do you plan to address that?
Well, the two biggest things that when I've been around campaigning that they have actually brought up, and it's the majority of the people that I've talked to, is stuff for the children and adequate housing for people. All right, you know, not just your homeowners, but renters, you know, stuff like that, and which would go into the code enforcement, you know, try and get those places cleaned up. And then for the children, I mean, like one big thing is get the city county park back open. You know, all it is baseball fields out there, and getting that open and maybe adding playgrounds to it, you know, making it to where people want to go there, not just to swim, but, you know, they have other things to do.
Very good. And Mr. Thomas, same question. What's the largest single issue, in your opinion, facing Princeton, and how do you plan to address that?
I think the largest, the number one right now is code enforcement. I think there's several that are right there close, but code enforcement is the one that I'm hearing more about. You know, you get a strong person handling that program and getting it moving. Then you go on to the next one, which I think is housing. I think it's getting people back to work. You know, we've got a lot of jobs in our area that need people. Every business that you see needs people. So it's about a 4 or 5 step of things that need to be addressed. And I look forward to the opportunity, if given it, to do it.
Okay, Mr. Duncan, I think this question comes to you first. Do we need more sidewalks in the city, and how do we meet that need?
I can vouch for that one personally. My uncle is a Marine, and he rides around in a wheelchair every single day. And I've witnessed him almost be run over like 3 times in the past probably 2 weeks. And one even got in trouble and admitted that he tried to run over him because he thought dude was trying to come across the plane. But at the same time, I think we do. I think we need more sidewalks and handicap accessible a lot, because we're seeing more and more wheelchairs coming out every single day of the week. And more people, you know, the more sidewalks you got, more things you got, more people, it don't matter. You got to get out, you know what I mean? You got to get things done. And, like, another thing with the sidewalks is increasing the traffic light time when you push the thing, because, like, they're having to sit there a ridiculous amount of time, especially over by the BP and Taco Bell. So that one I could vouch for personally, and my uncle would be proud that I'm saying something for him right now, because he's been trying to voice that for a while now.
And you said we need more sidewalks, but how the second part of the question is, how do we meet that need?
We're going to have to find funding, reach out for more grants, more people, just anybody in the community that does concrete work that wants to put their name out, you know, as far as anything, you know, any kind of, to bring any kind of infrastructure or anything, somebody's got to be willing to step up in the community and put their name there on that, saying, look, I did that. There's a will, there's a way. Everything don't cost money. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. So. All right, Mr. Schumacher, you're next. Do we need more sidewalks in the city, and how do we meet that need?
Yeah, I mean, yes, we could use more sidewalks. And I agree, everything needs to be handicap accessible nowadays. You have to have that. The thing is, when you're doing stuff like that, that means you're taking property away from the homeowner. So that's something that would have to be looked at through the lawyers to see what kind of area we can or cannot take from them. And in certain areas, give you an example like Varmint Trace. There's really no feasible way on a lot of Varmint Trace you can actually put sidewalks, because right next to the road is the ditches. So, you know, it depends on which area, and then, again, you have to find the funding for it, the grants, and, you know, it's something that would have to be looked into.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Thomas, same question. Do we need more sidewalks in the city, and how do we meet that need?
I don't know that we need more. We need to repair the ones that we have, the ones that are in bad shape and the ones that are hazards to our citizens out, whether they're exercising or with the high prices of gas. There's a lot of people that are walking to work now. You see more foot traffic. And I think by the way we do that is we reach out to the PAD, and they're great at helping with grants. Josh said, you know, we reach out to our local concrete workers and, you know, people like that that want to help and find the way that we can get these grants and get the most square footage of sidewalk for our dollar.
Okay. Mr. Blackburn, same question. Do we need more sidewalks in the city, and how do we meet that need?
Well, I'm going to kind of echo Brock. I think we have probably adequate amount of sidewalks there's a lot that need to be repaired, leveled. There's several areas out here on West Main Street, actually, that they're all buckled up, and you can't ride a wheelchair over them or anything like that. But again, to meet that requirement or to meet that need, you go through the grant program. You could also work it into the budget if we've got any excess money for that. First of all, you'd have to find out the total cost so you could get that figured into the budget, but there would be a way if we need it, I'm sure, with either through the PAD office, grants, just citizens throwing in and helping.
Okay, thank you.
I enjoyed these forums because it was a good discussion, a lot of great issues for Princeton. And Tammy, I'm going to do one more question. I'm not going to do the one on the sheet. And do another, one more question. We'll finish up with closing comments. We could talk. We could probably spend another hour talking. Great issues. You guys have done a wonderful job. I really enjoyed talking with you about this. Police department. Let's talk about that. We'll start with Mr. Schumacher first of all. Is our police department adequately staffed and funded? And how do we continue to make sure our police officers in Princeton have the equipment, vehicles, equipment and uniforms, and the deputy or the officers they need to make sure our citizens are protected here?
Last I heard, I think we are fully staffed as far as the police department, I believe. Don't hold me to that. But at the same time, you know, there's grants out there to get, you know, like the vests and stuff like that. And if I'm right, I'm not 100% sure, but I do know alcohol sales, the tax monies off of that goes for a lot of those supplies for them. And we just have to make sure in the budget that we make sure that their needs are met.
Do we have enough officers? Do we need more?
Right now, I think we do. I think we have enough.
Okay.
But that would actually be more of a Chris King. So
police chief might say we always need more.
You're absolutely right.
Exactly. Same question to Mr. Thomas. Is the police department adequately staffed, and how do we continue to meet the need of our law enforcement in Princeton?
When the department is fully staffed, you know, we have several officers. But right now I know we're at least one officer down. We had a gentleman that went to a new line of work, and his job is open. There's a lot of moving parts with the police department that a lot of people don't see. I think there's always a need for up-to-date equipment. You know, you don't want your vehicles to break down. You want to have equipment that's adequate. And I can't say enough about what the police department has done at the school system. It inherited a program, the SRO program, and there was one SRO. Now we currently have two. I'm one of those officers. And the job that's done up there, you know, we spent a lot of time, you know, building relationships with kids that they don't get other than in that setting, you know. But just to answer your question, I think we need to keep our funding to our police. You know, if there's more available, I think there's things that we could use. But we don't need to cut anything because they need to be funded. They need to be able to do their job, and they need to have sufficient manpower.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Mr. Blackman, same question to you. Is our police department adequately staffed, in your opinion, and how do we make sure we continue to help them do what they need to do to serve Princeton?
I believe that we might, like Brock said, I think we're one short, but we have probably, is it three that's rotating in out of the academy?
We had two that graduated Thursday, and Landon Mitchell will come out in late December. So those guys will, they'll be FTOing for probably a month or so. So we're getting close to getting back up to staff, but there's still training to mm-hmm. do.
Yeah. So, again, working with the police department to make sure that there's always staff. If we need to recruit, we run the advertising to recruit officers. But I believe that another thing that comes in handy is the grant money that they use for equipment, because I think they just was able to, I think it's $100,000 or something worth of computers that goes into all the cars that they have. We have, I don't know what the number of officers we have. I know we have 18 cars, and it takes a lot of budget and money and time to balance all this out, but we have to have police department, so the city will have to work with them as much as possible just to make sure that we have our citizens, our businesses, our families, our homes all protected the way they should be.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Blackburn. And Mr. Duncan, same question. Is the police department adequately staffed, and how do we make sure our officers continue to have what they need?
Well, I believe we are adequately staffed, but I believe, you know, that, you know, some of the funding for the police, I mean, this is from my point of view, my perspective. I think, you know, in an extra way to help fund things, you know, the things that are confiscated, things that are coming in, you know, this might be a little off subject, but the things that come in to help fund and get more equipment and everything, you sell the things that you get to be able to fund more things, you know what I mean? If you want more equipment, you want better things in the car to be able to do better things, you got to, you know, have more money, you know what I mean? And the way to do that is everything they get, you know, things like being confiscated, you know, you could sell, auction off, you know, make money off of that, fund. But at the same time, you know, I believe we are adequately staffed.
All right, thank you very much. And we'll, we could probably just, it's another half hour, Tammy, discussing, but I think we'll move to our closing statements and let you gentlemen move on with your night. Mr. Duncan, we actually started first with Mr. Schumacher, so we'll start with you first on your closing comments, just why do you want to run for office and so forth.
Well, my name is Joshua Duncan, and I want to run for mayor because I love serving my community. I've been here for 42 years, and there ain't a person that I expect to see every face when I wake up in the morning and get out of bed. When I walk out and I'm late for work, somebody's like, that's already been to the shops in front of my house. Dunk, you're late for work. I love that, you know. It's just the little aspects in life that make me want to step up and acquire this position, because I love helping my community. I love just figuring out solutions for things. I love giving back to my community, and I just want to watch this community grow more, because my children are up and coming, and this is why I'm trying to pave the way right now. You know what I mean? So
if you're in radio, everybody knows if you're ever late to work.
Yeah.
The radio didn't go on the air.
Yeah.
It's happened once or twice.
I'm like, wow.
I don't mind admitting that. Mr. Blackburn, same thing. Your closing remarks.
Well, you know, it's I do a lot of history, and I preserve that history. I'd like to preserve our future for this city to continue to move forward with that. I believe that with all the leadership and knowledge that I have, I could move into that position and run this city efficiently to the best of my ability. It would be an honor and a privilege if I was elected mayor.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Blackman. Mr. Thomas, pull the microphone over to you and your closing thoughts.
Thank you. I just want to thank you all for having this forum, and I want to thank the other candidates for the campaigns that they've ran. And it's been a pleasure to be alongside you guys. For me, it's just the willingness and the want to serve, our families and our community. I think my experience as judge executive and my experience with both the sheriff's department and the police department, it gives me a knowledge of things that work and how they work and how they work together. I've got lots of connections in surrounding counties and across the state of a network of people that I've built relationships with over the last 25 years of my career. And I want to continue to put that to work for the citizens of Princeton.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. And well, Mr. Schumacher, if you can finish us up with your closing thoughts.
All right. Hey, great. Yeah, I want to thank y'all. Also, I've enjoyed this. First time I've ever been on the radio. So, hey, it's been fun.
You'll want to come back.
I just want to work for the community. I want to keep it together. We're separating. We need to come back together, because you got people that, you know, we just got to get downtown back up. We got to get companies in here. And, you know, I think I can do it, you know, or at least I think I can help with the steps of getting them in here.
All right. Thank you very much for candidates for Mayor of Princeton, Mr. Joshua Dunk Duncan, Rick Blackburn, Brock Thomas, and Sean Schumacher. Cindy, Tammy?
More Decision 2022 coming up after the break. This is WPKY Princeton.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts, and we're here to help with all your painting projects.